Today's daf is daf Kuf Aleph, Erev Pesach, Yom Birkat HaChama, Tov Shin Samach Tet. We're holding in Masechet Bava Kama, ninth parak, HaGozel Etzim. Daf Kuf Aleph, and take it away. Tana Rabbanan on the top line. Tana Rabbanan, Hanotein Etzim, Lacharosh Lasot Mehem Kisei. Someone gives a harash, a carpenter, wood, to make a chair, and instead, instead he makes a stool out of it, or safsal v'asamem kisei, or vice versa. So as we saw in the Mishnah, we have a machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, as to whether we allow shinoi to be implemented in cases where the person who will be semech on the shinoi is going to be making money out of the shinoi. So Rabbi Meir says, noteno d'me itzav, just like we had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir saying that you could give him back the new wool that you had given him, that he ruined by doing it the wrong color. And Rabbi Yehuda, as he said in the Mishnah, which is that you put him in a position of accepting the least of either his expenses or the additional value added that his work managed to give to the material, says the same thing here. He doesn't walk off with anything. If the final product is worth more than it cost to make it, so then the owner of the wood pays for whatever it cost him, takes the thing. On the other hand, if it costs the guy more, the owner takes the shevach, and all that he has to pay for is the shevach, and the workman is the one who takes the loss. Moder Rabbi Meir. Now, we mentioned in the Mishnah, you'll recall, we mentioned yesterday that there's differences among the Rishonim, whether this is a straight-out knas of Rabbi Yehuda, because he did what boils down to a gezeila, not following instructions, or whether, on the contrary, since there was no din of gezeila over here, in technically speaking, in intent, he thought he was doing okay. Because of that, the din of takanat hashavim doesn't kick in. Since there's no takanat hashavim, because he didn't do the yisr gezeila, there's no takanat hashavim, we're left with a shinoi that is chozer lebriato. If I could take it apart again, it's not really considered to be a shinoi. And therefore, he isn't kena. That's why he ends up having to take the least. How about, and this is a similar case, although it's a little bit of a play on words. You'll remember that yesterday we spoke about the idea of tseva, that you were tsevo kior. Kior is a word that sounds like kior, which is ugly. Ki'ur, but we weren't quite sure what it meant, because obviously there's no such word spelled with an olive. Today we have the same thing, and indeed we use the word ugly. So we tell him he was ordered to make this beautiful safsal na'a, and he makes a safsal ka'ur. He makes an ugly safsal. Or in this case, it turns out that the play on words is a very valuable play on words, because when it came to tseva, you're talking about the way in which the light shines off of the tseva. So we use an olive as a play on ki'ur with or. Over here, we're talking about straight out ugly, but it's clear from the braita that it was meant as a little bit of a play on words. That's why the Gemara says, what the heck is that supposed to mean, ki'ur? So we ended up understanding that it means you used the leftover materials that did not give you a nice glint in the materials. It was ki'ur. Here it's ki'ur. Huh?
Would it be also like fake leather?
A fake leather?
Ki'ur?
Yeah.
Fake leather?
No, it's ki'or. Ki'or is with an olive yesterday.
Yesterday, I'm saying here.
No, here it's just ugly.
Okay.
So you want to make a house. You want to make a kisei no, some kisei ki'or safso no, some safso ki'or. So in this case, in Mashevach, Rabbi Meir is also motive. There was no shinui here that's kine. The difference between something that looks good and something that doesn't look good is not a shinui in terms of kinyan, and therefore he's also motive. That in that case, certainly, as Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ima shevach yeter al yitziyah, noten lo dmei al yitziyah." You pay him what it cost, and ima yitziyah yeter al shevach, noten lo dmei al shevach. You give him the value that it cost him for the shevach, and he loses what he had to put into making that shevach. Iboilu. Now the Gemara asks a question whose implications are very blurred. It's going to take us a while to figure out what precisely we're talking about. The question, as simply stated, is: Yesh shevach samanim ala tzemer, or in shevach samanim ala tzemer? The question is: when we look at the wool, that has been dyed? Are we looking actually at the shevach of the samanim so that we're seeing the actual dye stuff, or are we looking at something that the dye has now catalyzed in the change of the material, but we're no longer in touch with the dye itself? That's a very esoteric kind of question that doesn't seem to have immediate implications. Asks the Gemara, Hechidami, I mean, what exactly are you talking about? Ilema de Gozal Samanim. I mean, your question is, a guy stole dye stuffs. Okay, now, he went ahead and he did the typical shinui. Dakinu, he ground it up. Tarninu, he let it sit there in the water and so on. Then he went ahead and he used it. Vitzavabin. And now he put in wool into it. And now the question is, he used it on his own wool. So now, if you can say that what I'm looking at is my dye in your material, I can insist that you give it to me. There's my dye. I want it back. If, however, it was just a catalyst, so then I can't. I mean, it's a ridiculous question. I mean, he stole your dye, right? So tape glemishum de canino bishinui. I don't get it. In that case, it wouldn't be the same thing that he stole. If he would have stolen the dye material and would have ground it up and put it in water, it would have been a machayevim. It would have been a shinui. There's no greater shinui than that. So how could you tell him to give back the dyes? That can't be the case. Okay. So maybe the case there is tzricha de gozal samanim shruyim, that he took a vat that was filled with your dye, ready for dyeing. So he didn't do any shinui. He puts in his own wool, v'tzavabu. And we're asking, my, yesh shevach samanim agabit semer, do we say that when we look at the coloration in the wool, we are looking at the other guy's dye, and therefore he can say, give me back those samanim, the shaklitino. O dilma in shevach samanim agabit semer, or maybe there is no actual now dye itself on the tzemer, in which case the omar lay late lach gaboy velo midi, in which case the ganav can say, I understand, what's your problem? I don't have anything of yours. He says, well, what do you mean you don't have anything of yours? What's the relevance? He ain't shevach samanim agavit tzemer, even so, mimot zomar late lach gaboy velo midi. How can he say, I don't have anything of yours? He stole your dye. Namely, havle samnoi dav sedetinu. Give me the money for the dye that you wrecked. Sorry, says the Gemara. You're right. We've been looking at it in the wrong way. It's actually in completely the other direction is the issue. Elohach gisa. Let's say, we would say, if we say, ein shevach samonim agave yatsemen, then uboi shalom elei, then he would have to pay him for the dye that he stole. We thought it was the other way around. Now, this makes more sense. If you're going to tell me there's no shevach samanim, so then he can say, where's my dye? Okay, I'll pay you back. But if yesh shevach samanim agavit semer, if I'm looking at the dye, perhaps the gazlan can say, okay, here's your dye. Amankri kamach shaklinu. Here's the dye, take it back. What kind of stupidity is that? What do you mean shaklinu? How exactly am I supposed to take it back? But my shakle, am I supposed to take a bleach kind of soap and bleach it out? I mean, all that will do is remove the dye from the material. Ivure me'aber, it's certainly not going to get me my dye back, for heaven's sakes. Hashavalo of it. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Amti the dye together again. The issue is over here. Guy stole not only the dye, he stole the wool. And now he goes ahead and he dyes the wool. Vitzave lautzemer, using Bahanak Samanim, using the guy's own dye stuff. Now he's giving him back the wool. V'komahad di alei letzemer. So our question is, yei shevach samanim agabei hatzemer, if you hold that the dye stuff is still there, so then Makar Mahadalay Samanim Vitsemer. Then he's giving him back wool plus dye. Odila in Shevach Samanim Agabitsemer. Or if you're gonna tell me that what I see is only catalyzed by the dye, but this isn't the actual dye, it's just the mar'eh that has come from dipping in the dye. And I could say that he's giving him back only Tsemer. Tsemer Mahadalay Samanim. Wait until the end, because the Gemara is gonna go through it. Tsemer Mahadalay Samanim Lo Mahadalay. Then he's not giving him back the dye. So, again, it boils down to a meaningless question. Typically, Diakonele Badami. I understand what you're saying. So then, but he gave him back more valuable tzemer, so that covers the value of the die, right? Okay, well, I mean, in a case, lo tzricha de zil tziva. It's talking about over here that the price of dyed tzemer was down rather than pure tzemer. You could turn into anything. Nobody wants red tzemer. Or maybe ibay tema. Rashi says, since we have a monkey coming up, maybe it's talking about that you have a dyed monkey.
You have to dye a monkey?
He died a monkey. Yeah. He stole a monkey and dyed a monkey. A red monkey isn't worth any more than a regular monkey. But probably, a koopa doesn't mean a monkey. It probably means a basket. In this case, even though the next line has a monkey. So if it's the Gemara is apparently being a little bit playful over here. So you took a kupa. Kupa means a kupa of the tzarim, like wicker. And you dyed it. Now maybe over there, ain't a chinam, it isn't worth more. A kof clearly isn't worth more. Ravina says, no, it's talking about monkeys. Akumay is kinan. You're going to tzemer dechad v'samanim dechad. We're talking about a case where the guy's got wool of one guy, samanim of another guy, comes along a monkey, and he goes and he puts the two together, you see. So now Yeshek Shevak Sabanim Agavit Semer, the Omale Havli Samnoi de Gabach Ninu. Can the owner of the Samanim say to the guy who now has the colored wool, hey, I want my Samanim back? I mean, I know it's not your fault, but you're keeping my Samanim because the monkey died with my dye, in which case you would have to pay him. Maybe there is no actual dye here, in which case the guy who owns the wool can say, I don't have anything of yours. So this will be going back to the way we had it before, except that we avoid the question of, why don't you pay him? I don't have to pay him. I mean, that monkey did it. So take off on the dog, he ate the homework. Tashma, beged shetzavo beklipe orla yidalek. If you used now dye stuff that was made out of nuts that have colored...
Gallnuts.
Yeah, gallnuts. A nut that has a colored shell. So you actually dyed it with the shell of the fruit. So then you've got a problem of orla if the tree was not yet 3 years old. And it says over here in the Mishnah, Yidalek, you have to burn it. So apparently you're going to be nene from orla in wearing these clothing, alma chazuta milte, which must mean that there's an ongoing relationship to the original dye, and if you wear this clothes, you're being nene from orla, and orla is asur bana'a. That proves that the way something looks indeed relates directly to the material, and it's not considered to be immaterial. So it's chazuta milta. No, it means that milta is in it. Milta is fine material also. It's a double, all same double meaning. Omar Rava, that's because it's a special case. Hana'a hanir'a le'inayim asra Torah. The Torah went out of its way to asr even just the way things look. Even if it has no mamashut, has no material to it. D'tanya, it says in the Torah, arelim, uses the word arelim lo ye'achel, so which would mean only achila, eimi ali yisra achila, minayin shelo ye'nemi menu. How do we know you're not allowed to have hana'a from orla? Lo yitzbabo, and you cannot die with it. Velo yadlikbo et haner, and you cannot light a candle. Talmud lomar va'araltem orlato et pirio, and then it says arelim lo ye'achel. This is an awful lot of extra issues. So it's coming rabot et kulam. It's coming to tell me, first of all, chazuta, which is maybe normally would not have any kind of mamashut to it, but the Torah is nonetheless asering it, and to aser something where the benefit I get from it as it's being burned and destroyed, which I might have thought is mutter, like burning it for the ner, you see. So I have now two extra psukim to tell me that both of those cases are asur nonetheless, but that doesn't mean that generally speaking, we would have said that chazuta is miltahi, like by our little monkey case. Okay, let's see if we can bring a ride from here. Tashma. Beged shetzeva'o beklipe shvi'it. Here we have the same idea. You went ahead and you used the shells of the peirot of Shemitah, and you went and dyed a beged with it. The din over there is also Yidalek. Now, certainly that's not similar to Orla with any kind of special psukim. So apparently, the look of it, the Kedusha Shviyas is here, and you went ahead. Now, this is basically Schora with Perot Shviyit, and therefore, you're not allowed to use it. No, there too, we have a special pasuk. Shine Hatam, the Amar Kra, Ulevem Techaolachaya, Asher Ba'artzecha, Tihiyeh. Means behavayata tehe. It remains what it is under any and all circumstances, even if it's been turned into a wavelength. Rava Rami. Now Rava points out a question. Namely, on the one hand it says begitshitzva obiklipe or la yidalek. On the one hand, it says if you use dye stuffs made of orla, you're not allowed to be nene, which means that we view chazuta to be something material. Now, obviously, this is a problem, because Rava was the one who just said that that's a special pasuk, and it's not because chazuta miltahi. So this hakdamata, his question, tells us that something is fishy. Tosfos suggests that the Gemaras that have a girsa Rava makes much more sense.
Here.
If you're Gores Rava here, then we'll have to say, says Tosfos, that Rava was only suggesting that as a possibility, as a dihui of the Raya. But in reality, he held that that was the truth, that Chazuta Milta. Okay, but on the one hand, we have a Mishnah that says that if you use dye stuff, then the beged becomes permanently orla. We don't say that the dye is immaterial in the color. On the other hand, v'raminhi, we've got a contradiction from the Mishnah in Alot, where over there it says, Richie, a revi'it dam. So if there was a revi'it dam, now remember that a revi'it dam is metami in an oil from the extra pasuk, I'll call nafshot meit lo yavo, and the nefesh is the dam, as it says beferish, adamu anafesh. So if there is a revi'it dam that has been now nivla'a in a house, the house is tamei, and some say the house is tahor, v'amrle abaye tahor. Now, the truth is that's not a machloket, because harbe kelim da'av meikara, v'harbe kelim da'atu lebisof. If there were containers in the house before the dam was absorbed into the ground, so at that point they became tamei. At that point the house was tamei. But when the blood becomes absorbed, so there's no longer tuma in the house. There's no tuma in the house, so they're not metame of oil. But again, we see that if it was absorbed, it's not considered to be dam. Okay. How about if the blood was absorbed in, let's say, bedding or in clothing, b'chsut? So now we do a test, ro'im. Im mitkabeset haksut, v'yotzei mimena revi'it dam, if, as we wash it out, we get a full extra revi'it of blood, so in other words, we loosen up the blood, squeeze out the baguette, and now we have a revi'it more, we do a careful quantitative analysis over here, we have a revi'it more of the water that we put in. Okay, so now we know that it's tmeah, v'im lav, tohora. So if we cannot get, squeeze out that revi'it dam, so that means that some of it is now permanently balua inside of this ksut. And that, but anything else in the house is not considered to be tamea, despite the fact that we have the coloration of a revi'it dam in the baguette. But if we can't get it out, then it's considered to be just color. Now, what do you mean just color? I thought just color is miltahi. You said legabe orla. So why legabe tuma is it not miltahi? I don't get it. That's my question. Omer Rav Kahana, says Rav Kahana, if this were indeed real dam of someone who had died, then you'd be 100% right. However, with some, what we're discussing here, actually, mikule revi'iyot shanukan. This Mishnah is addressing one of the dinim that is kal about revi'iyot dam. For instance, like dam tfusa, which is not metame midiraita, it's only metame dirabanan. So dam tfusa is where you have a person who is, somebody was shot. Now there's a lot of bleeding while he's still alive. There's blood that continues to drip out after he already died. So over there, the Rabbanan were metame all of that dam, even though it's not all dam that was really metame midioraita. So if that's the case, they also gave certain kulot along with that revi'it dam that's metame. And that's what the Mishnah is referring to. So lagabi the kula of a revi'it dam de Rabbanan, enachinami, we say chazuta lav miltahi. But when it comes to the Yisra of Orla, so then we would say that Chazuta is Miltayim. Rava Rami. Rava points out a contradiction here. On the one hand, none mimin hatzovim, such as Svichei Satim or Kutsa, yesh lehem shvi'it, udmehem shvi'it, yesh lehem bi'ur, udmehem bi'ur, alma etzim yesh behem mishum kedushat shvi'it. It says in the Mishnah that if you have wood, what it seems to be referring to, I mean, because satim and kutza is from the indigus family, so it's what various plants to make indigo from, and the satim is a different colored dye, but it's wood. And it says over there that if it's dye stuff, so then it has kedusha shviyas on it. You have to be mevayer it from the sada. If you sold it, the money has kedusha shviyas. So you see from there that wood has kedusha shviyas. And yet Varamini, on the other hand, it says that if you have alei kanim, the alei gifanim. Now, kanim and gifanim, the actual leaves, could be usable when they're first they're still dampish. They could be usable for animal feed. Or if they're dried out, then they would be used for firewood. So now, if you were given them, you now collected them bechaveh apnei asadeh. You want to put them away somewhere to keep for yourself. And they're still al pnei asadeh, so they're still fresh. So they might have been eaten by an animal. So laktam achila, if indeed you collected them in order to feed for your animal, so then yesh behem mikdushat shvi'it. But if your intent was to use them le'etzim, ein behem mishum kedushat shvi'it. If you're going to use it for firewood, there is no kedushat shvi'it in it. Now make up your mind. Does wood have kedushat shvi'it or not? And Rava explained the solution, umeshani. Omar Kro, the Torah says, Vaita Shabbat Arts Lachem Le'ochla. It has to be something that you can consume. And Le'ochla means the Misha Na'ato Uvioro Shavim. Something that while you're getting the pleasure of it, you are also consuming it. And that is something like eating, for instance. But Etzim, where if you're going to burn them and use them as fuel, hanatam achar biuran, you don't really get heat out of them until you've charred them. But by the time you've charred them, now you've got charcoal that can give you some heat in your fireplace or your stove, you've already ruined, you've been mechala them in olam. So the consuming comes before the energy use. And therefore, it's not similar to the achila. No, there's very little heat there. The main benefit that you get from it is afterwards. The Aika Eitzim Demashchan asks our president, but there are wood that you use that have a bright flame and you use that for light. I mean, they're oily kinds of things. So you use that for torches. You see it in all the Indiana Jones movies. I mean, surely you're not telling me that's not considered to be included in Shemitah. So dahanatanu biuran shavi. That's all. Don't put them on the only one. Don't put more on the table. Where you have hana'a and biur coming as it's giving off its light, that's its energy use and that's its kilui. Omar Rava, that's true. But stam etzim lahasakat nitru. 99% of wood is being collected for use for its heat energy. Not for its light energy, because of course it's much more efficient to use fluorescent than to use this incandescent stuff over here. Therefore, there is no din of Shemitah, unless it's something that's its uses. So if you're talking about the Svichim that we originally bought of Satim, or the Kutza, those things are meant for dying. If they're meant for dying, then Kedusha is immediately chal on them. If it's regular wood, 99% of it is not for light, it's for heat. Therefore, there's no kedusha on it. If it's something that is usable either for animal feed or for firewood, then it depends on your intent. If you are malakit it to be used as feed, and it's chala shvi'ez, if your intent was to use it for wood, then it's not lochla at all because it's not anatan. It's not anatan of Yoran Shavin, and because of that there was no din shvi'ez at all. So we have three separate categories, says Rav, where the standard is for an achla or a variation of achla, that is chal shvita 100%. Doesn't matter if your intent was different. If you have something which 90% of the time is used for something that is not lo achla, such as for barbecuing, then, I said that on purpose just to make it clear, right? I mean, we don't mean lo achla in the simple sense for eating. We mean lo achla natan of Iran shavin. And therefore, barbecuing is not anatan of Yoran Shavin. So that would not be lachla. Again, it doesn't depend on your intent. Lamaisa, there's no chalot of shmita. But there's a middle category which could be used equally for achila, either for you or for your animal, or for something which is not lachila, to be used as wood for heat. Over there, indeed, it does depend on your intent at the time of the likita. Safsal na'a, v'yasa safsal ki'or. Ima shevach yeter ala yitzia, noten lo dmei ha'yitzia. Ima yitzia yeter ala shevach, noten lo dmei ha'shevach. Iboilu. Yesh shevach samanim ala tzemer, o en shevach samanim ala tzemer. Ech idami. Ilema da gozal samanim v'dekinu, v'taranu, v'tzavabim. Tepikle mishum dekaninu b'shinui. Lo tzricha da gozal samanim shruyim, v'tzavabu. Mai. Yeh shevach samanim agavi tzemer yomalei havlei samanoi de shakaltinu. Al diyom ein shevach samanim agavi tzemer yomalei let lecha gaboi velomide. Amri, what are you talking, man? Yeh shevach samanim agavi tzemer mimotz yomalei let lecha gaboi velomide. Namely, havlei samanoi de afsetetino. Elohach, yes, sorry. Ein shevach samanim agavi tzemer uboi shalumele. Al diyom yeh shevach samanim agavi tzemer yomalei, okay, amantri kamach, go take it. Ah, come off it, shaklinu. B'may shakli, b'tzafun? Tzafuni buri ma'aver, ha'shaval lo avit. Elach b'may eskinan, g'gon de gozal tzemer v'samanim d'chad. V'tzave la'u tzemer barak samanim. V'koma harad ni'ale le tzemer. Yeish shevach samanim agabe ha'tzemer. V'koma harad le samanim v'tzemer. Odim ein shemek tzafunim al tzemer v'tzemer ma'ad le samanim lo ma'ad le. Amri, v'typically di akile ni'ale b'domi. Lo tzricha de zal tziva, ribay tema kagon shetzavu bu kofa. Ravina amar, achmei skin, gon de tzemer dechad v'samanim dechad. Comes along a kof, v'tzave lo tzemer medach samanim. So if you say, yeh shemach samanim agabi tzemer, the guy could say to him, havli samanoi, de gabach nino. O diomei shemach samanim agabi tzemer, v'amalei, v'aletach agaboy klum. Toshma, beget shetzava o beklipe orla, yidalek. Alma chazuta miltei. Omar rova hana'a niradei na'im. Is a gzerata katuv by orla that osra Torah. The Tanya arelim lo yeachel ein liyala yisur achila. Minayin shalo yeaneh mimeno, velo yitzbabo, velo yadlikbo ataner tamadomar, varal temor latot priyo. Arelim lo yeachel rabot et kulam tashma. Beged. Shetzava obikli peshevi iti dalek. No, shanayata v'yomakra tiye. Bahavayata tiye. Rava Rami, or Rava Rami. Tznan, beget shetzava obikli peor lo yidalek amachazuta milti. Ay, v'ramini, revietam, shenivla v'abayet, abayet amei, v'amale abayet or v'lo plie. Hobe kelim davu meikor, hobe kelim datu lebesov. But if it was nivla abiksut, roim imitka bezet aksut viatzimim and revietam tmeya, viim lav Torah, omar rav kanami kule reviyot shonokan. So we're talking about dam tvusa, the rabbanan. Rava Rami. Tnan mimin hatsovim, like svichisatim, akutsa, yeshlem shvi'it ledmeyem shvi'it, yeshlem biur ledmeyem biur, which proves that etzim yesh behem mishum kedushat shvi'it. On the other hand, Ramini, alekanim valegefanim shegivavan bechava alpnei asadeh, if liktan lachila yesh behem mishum kedushat shvi'it, the etzim ain behem kedushat shvi'it. So apparently etzim do not have kedushat shvi'it. Umeshane or makrala ochla, anything similar to achila. B'mishana ato v'yarosh shavim yatsu etzim such as firewood. Shehanatan achar biuran. But what about etzim de mashkan? Where it's for the light? Danatan v'yaran shavim. Amarovestam etzim lahasaka in omdim.